Ian Tyson and four strong winds. And we just found out the sad news that Ian Tyson has passed away at the age of 89. On the line, we've got Nicholas Jennings. He's a music journalist and historian. And Nicholas, can you give us an idea of how important Ian Tyson was in terms of the music scene in Toronto?
Well, as I would say, Ian Tyson is really like the giant. If you think of a Mount Rushmore of Canadian singer-songwriters, I mean, Ian Tyson's face would be among those carved into the rock, because he really was where it all started. A song like Four Strong Winds is really like where the whole tradition of Canadian songwriting began. Prior to that, it was really just folk singers covering, English folk ballads, traditional material. And Ian Tyson, with that song, really launched all of the songwriters who followed. Ian was followed by Gordon Lightfoot, who points to Ian Tyson as being inspirational. Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Leonard Cohen, all of the major songwriters that came out of Canada would point to Ian Tyson as being the one who was there first. And songs like Four Strong Winds and Someday Soon, those were covered by so many folk singers after Ian wrote them.
And of course, he was, we love him here in the city of Toronto and in Canada, but his music goes beyond our borders.
Yeah, I mean, he really started out, I mean, he was from Vancouver, but like so many musicians in Canada in the 1960s, he gravitated to Toronto's Yorkville, and it was here that he really started writing songs.
He met his wife.
And he met his wife, Sylvia Fricker, who became his duo partner. She became a songwriter herself, of course, with You Were On My Mind and other great songs. And, the two of them, just they're major, major inspirational figures for in Canadian music. And Ian Tyson's, songs will live on. I mean, he is, like I say, one of the giants.
All right. Well, he will be missed. Thank you so much for your time. That's Nicholas Jennings, music journalist and historian. We'll have You Were On My Mind coming up next.